This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh with Sharitz Abdullah, and you're listening to The Morning Run. Now it's time to look at global markets. On the line, we have Kingsley Jones, the founder and chief investment officer of Jevons Global in Sydney. Good morning, Kingsley. Well, US markets are looking good following a slew of tech earnings released over the last 2 weeks. What were some of the number of observations that caught your attention?
Well, the Boeing result really was a standout for us. The company missed on their actual aircraft delivery numbers, but they still posted record results across the board, and they guided higher for this coming year in 2019. This gives us some confidence that the underlying conditions for big-ticket capital expenditure remain firm, which is what you'd hope to see. Of course, on the opposite side of the ledger, we still have companies warning a little bit about the risk from the trade war, such as Caterpillar. And elsewhere, we've been watching closely global automobiles, which are pretty consumer-sensitive and which have been very weak because of China. Finally, I'd mentioned that the Facebook result was pretty outstanding in spite of the ongoing scandals they've experienced.
Yeah, and the Amazon.com on Thursday, they forecast first quarter sales below Wall Street estimate. And Facebook, they jumped 1.37% on the back of a nearly 11% rise on the Nasdaq. What were your key takeaways from the Facebook and Amazon earnings?
Well, the Facebook result was very strong and understandably well received by the market. Obviously, the market's been pretty concerned about some of the scandals that have hit the company. But in the past year, the company grew revenues 30% and profit by over 60%. So from a purely financial perspective, Facebook is doing very well 15 years into its growth. It's understandable investors like the result. However, we still remain a little bit uncomfortable as investors with many of Facebook's practices, particularly paying teenagers to track their activity. For that reason, we don't own the stock. Advertisers have been pretty kind to Facebook, though. For now, the company seems to be doing fine. Amazon, I think the big issue there was a little bit of weakness on the revenue numbers for Amazon. But the company really remains in rude health. There's no question that it's a company firing on all cylinders, but we think it'll track sideways due to the current high valuation.
Well, Kingsley, given everything that has happened, the results that have come out, as well as the macro environment right now, has this changed your investment strategy with regards to the tech sector?
Well, of the key fangs, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and I guess Netflix, the only one we really own is Apple. There are obviously some current issues with Apple, as we saw with their warning ahead of their result, and that's primarily a softness in iPhone sales. And, they may have gone a little far on raising the selling price for those phones, and that is perhaps leading to a bit of a buyer strike. But also there's been softness in China. The flip side to that is that their latest result wasn't too bad, and the market treated Apple pretty kindly. They're continuing to grow their service revenues, and that's, I think, where we should be looking for the future. And also, I think that CEO Tim Cook, in his little spat between Apple and Google and Facebook in terms of revoking their licenses for a day on distributing apps, is really taking a hard line to defend consumer privacy. And whilst that does play to Apple's intended strategy and therefore one could be a bit cynical about it, we think that Cook really has probably read the mood of the legislators and public fairly well. So we pretty much like where Apple is headed in the long run, but it's going to be a bit soft in the near term.
What about Tesla and Microsoft? Are they on your radar, and why not?
Well, certainly Microsoft is. I mean, it's a core holding in our portfolios, and in fact, it's our biggest position. We've owned it since about 2011 on a view that it was, at that time in the early stages of a turnaround. The big change, of course, for that company has been the new leadership of CEO Satya Nadella, who formerly led their cloud services effort. And that part of the Microsoft business is continuing to do quite well. It's proving pretty competitive versus Amazon AWS service. And so we think that Nadella has executed very well on the turnaround. The future ahead for Microsoft, we think it continues to look bright. They've managed to build a good hardware business with the Surface and Surface Pro products. And developers are getting much more interested in the idea of developing cross-platform Linux and Windows software for Microsoft. So we think that that's pretty good. As for Tesla, we have a lot of respect for Musk as an innovator, but we think that it's proving tough for them to grow the volume of cars produced enough to defend the high valuation. So We wish them success, but we don't own any shares of Tesla right now.
Well, Kingsley, with the Lunar New Year upon us, it could be a slow week for markets. That said, what earnings or data should we be paying attention to?
Well, look, our focus really remains the China-US trade talks. There has been some data in the background that suggests that China's doing okay, but the services PMI was a little bit softer in terms of trend. And I think the really big issue here is the largest standoff that's being reported in the papers between China and US. The stuff that doesn't have to do with trade so much as intellectual property and technology, and also strategic competition, as we've seen play out with the Huawei allegations concerning the wireless handset maker and the court case that was brought in the US. So, look, there are obviously legitimate grievances on both sides, but we'd hope for an early win from these negotiations to show some sort of progress and a confidence-building exercise.
Well, thank you for your insights, Kingsley. That was Kingsley Jones, the founder and chief investment officer of Jevons Global in Sydney. After this, we'll take a look at the business headlines, so stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.